Everyone, welcome to More Than Meeseeks, guys. We're going forward in the G.I. Joe comics. We're trying to get caught up to the what's going on currently with the Dreadnought War, but we have to get there first, and we get there by number 11. And I'm here with Boo at the AxelandUnderground.com.
Howdy. Yeah, they just had a new issue come out this past week.
Man, they are really, I mean. I have so many things I want to do with the podcast, so many side things I want to do, and they're just cranking out G.I. Joe. So, hey guys, let me ask you in the comments if you want to, or if you want to email us at morethanmeetsguys@gmail.com. Do you think we should maybe do like a couple issues every episode we do of this? Because there's just so much stuff, but it keeps coming out.
No,
So
I
just.
don't think the bi-weekly issues are going to be a permanent thing.
You don't think so?
I
Okay.
don't think so. I think this is like they've got a timetable they're trying to keep.
I could see that. Maybe they're trying to work it so everything kind of lines up really nicely.
Yeah.
We'll see.
That's
We'll
what
see.
tells me they've got some kind of big crossover event coming.
Man. So this whole thing starts with like some Gen X and Gen Alpha team up here with Risk and Clutch. And Risk is like, I've seen some crazy stuff, but this is K Clutch. And we actually left off last issue with Hound transformed behind the Vipers
Yeah,
and Mercer. And
these guys did not come at midnight.
no.
The Viper, he came for the windows.
I am the Viper. I will come. That's one of the best episodes of G.I. Joe, the Sunbow G.I. Joe.
Oh
It's
yeah.
so dumb and it's amazing. I invite the windows.
We should do
Yeah.
some of those episodes too.
Oh, 100%, man. See, we just okay, guys. If y'all could just support me and yeah, so I'd have to work. I do this. I would do this 7 days a week, 24/7, man, 8 hours a day. I'm churning out episodes
There's
until.
plenty of material.
Oh yeah, until that time. We're gonna do this when I can, but Clutch is basically memeing the guy eating the popcorn. He's like, "Yeah, you ain't seen nothing yet, buddy. Just wish I had some popcorn for the show." Mercer's like, "Show? What are you Joes going on about? My crew is about to light you up. What the?" And they see Hound.
Yeah. The Vipers are already turning around and
Yeah.
Mercer's like, "What are you guys looking at? Oh, shoot it."
There's a yeah, basically Mercer's like, it's one of those robots, don't hold back. And Clutch, just like it's like almost like a buddy, team up thing. I told you to wait outside. And yes, Risk is like, you know his name. But Hal makes a really good observation here. These weapons are powered by energon. And in a way, it's probably hurts more than regular ammo would hitting Hound. So
To a
there's
point,
that.
doesn't seem to be bothering him too much, though.
Well, as we'll get down to the second when he they beat down all the out Mercer and all the Vipers, he crushes one of the rifles he pulls out of one of the Vipers' hands and just guzzles what's leaking out of it.
He did. He broke his super soaker, man.
Yeah, he did. So the Energon's not pure. It's been diluted, corrupted, but it's enough.
They put Splenda in it.
Of all the sweeteners, Splenda is actually the best one. God, have you ever had a monk fruit sweetener? It's terrible.
Oh, no, I just know if I have Splenda, I need to invest in Charmin. So,
Good to know.
Splenda goes right through me, just like
But
corrupted Energon.
it'll do for now to satiate your hunger, just like
Ugh.
hounds. Yeah, well, Clutch is telling Risk to grab all their weapons and so they can study them, which look at it this way. This was a good recon mission. They got supplies and they're gonna take it back. And he tells Hound to hit the road, and Hound's like, "Of course, Clutch."
And like each gun is a canteen for Hound.
Pretty much. I mean, it's like a dirty canteen, but it's a canteen nonetheless.
Yeah.
And they're driving back, and Risk's in the back. He's like, Clutch turns to him, like, don't tell Duke. Clutch is like,
Right? It's
yeah, I'm good
like an afterthought.
that. Yeah. Mercer noticed it changed just like Starscream.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's he there there he's he understands that there's an Autobot with, or at least a Transformer with G.I. Joe. Doesn't know that it's like kind of on the down low, but
Right. This is gonna make big ripples in Cobra because,
oh, I think so.
yeah. Oh, wait, these guys are working with the robots now? What?
Yeah, so that might change things a lot.
Yeah.
We'll see how that goes. But back under the streets of Paris. Oh, what is Sebastian Blood? Is his name?
Yeah, Sebastian
Yes.
Blood.
Oh, Sebastian Blood and Anastasia are going at it. Knife fight. Which I don't know, man. If there's a fight I would have with the Baroness after the prowess she's shown, it would not be a knife fight.
Yeah.
But I really think that that Blood's, yeah, pride is on the line here.
Oh, he's the one that gave her the knife.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, didn't even bring a gun to the knife fight.
Yeah. He should have. So they're go I love it. Please, Major Blood. Maybe save the awful one-liners for your bad poetry. That.
Yep.
It is really bad poetry, but I love that they brought that in from his original tech spec. Sebastian Blood loves poetry. He's a poet. A lyrical poet, in case you didn't know it. But he's, you know, he's basically talking about like, you took something from me and I want to take it from you. He wants her eye.
Yeah, he did the
Just,
whole licking her blood off the knife thing.
yeah, edgelord stuff that he does.
Yeah.
And but man,
You might want to go get checked, man.
yeah,
You do that often, that's a bad idea.
so you know, he's like, if you let me take your eye, I'll let your parents live. It's that easy, darling.
He is just all full of empty promises, isn't he?
Oh yeah, he doesn't care. I mean, honestly, if he killed her or took her eye, he might let her parents live just because it's all he really wants. But who knows?
Well, he
He's
doesn't want to kill
mercenary.
her. He wants to auction her off.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. He's still got money on his mind.
And there's this great little exchange. You know, he's like, "Cover girl will stop Raptor," and he says that dumb
Was that?
blonde won't make it in time. And then we go back to Raptor. And I'm gonna get that fixed. I don't know what's going on with that, but so her parents' fate is in his hands, and they're as good as dead. And luckily, this dumb blonde is a lot better than he knows, because she comes up th through a manhole cover right at the correct street.
She Ninja Turtled it.
Oh, she did. Her direction sense is much better than mine.
Yep.
But you know, then I'm not a Joe. Yeah. So, anyways, never underestimate a girl's sense of direction. I look, dude, my wife won't hear this. Hers is terrible. It's real bad.
Is it?
We used to live down on the, you know, Florida coast,
Yeah.
and she would be confused about cardinal directions. And I would
South
be
is where
like,
the water is.
yeah, I mean, like, the water's that way, south, and so that's north, right? East, west, because that's where the water is. And
Yeah.
she'd go, oh yeah, makes sense. And then 5 minutes later, I don't know which way is north. Okay,
Land.
anyways, yeah, yeah, land lubber. So yeah, Blood's not enjoying the fact that that she's that. That cover girl's there. And our boy Raptor, he's getting restless. So are his falcons. Blood, what's the word? So there's a Nice.
I guess a bird is the word.
Cool. Okay, PETA. Oh man, I
I
missed.
couldn't resist that one.
Yeah, I missed the days when that was a Ramones reference for me.
Yeah.
That's a Family Guy reference. Anyways, if he like, he's like, you know, if he said if he didn't respond, it was he should attack. So he gets his wings ready, but not before this dumb blonde jumps on his back. Not today, Raptor.
I guess that's better than a Papa Mama, Papa Mama.
And you know, she so Baroness goes for the radio, and that's when old Sebastian takes a swipe at her with sand. Which honestly, man, if you're dirty fighting, sand's the way to go. And she's talking about how it burns and stuff. And Blood says she's getting soft. She should have gone for the knife instead of the radio. You know,
There, he's talking a lot in this fight.
he's monologuing almost.
Yeah.
And he really shouldn't be. Because every moment that he talks, she gets a little bit of the upper hand.
Yeah. She's working her way to the advantage.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
She's it's like almost like her mind's always going here, and she's looking for the next advantage over old Sebastian.
Her mind's always going, his mouth is always going.
Exactly. You know, he's like, CoverGirl left you to die. She's not going to save your parents. But he doesn't know that that CoverGirl's taking care of the situation.
Well, that and also Baroness chase trusts her.
Which I like that.
Yeah.
It's kind of the buddy team up I didn't expect to work out really well, but it has.
Right. Because before they were kind of leaning into Baroness and Duke.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I like this better because like we were saying like the last episode, it's kind of like the Friday and the head of the cheerleaders.
Yeah.
Or Wednesday, God. Sorry, Wednesday, not
Friday.
Friday. Oh, girl, Friday. Yeah, Wednesday and the head of the cheerleaders working together. And they're more similar than they are different. Just
Yeah.
different, you know, ways of looking at things. But you know, Blood's, you know, kind of throwing it in her face. You're a war criminal, scum of the earth, and black leather. Why would she ever help someone like you? And Baroness says the right thing because I think it's what she actually believes. She says, because she's better than me. She's a Joe. And then she, of course, finishes off with, so am I.
Well, and
Well,
a poke to that other eye.
yeah. Yeah, I kind of wonder if he's going to end up with like a cyborg eye after this. We'll see. Yeah, throws the knife into his other eye, leaving him blind in the pit.
Instead of picking the bird guy, he should have got a bat. He's needing some
Good
echolocation right now.
luck finding your way out of this place. I hear it's a maze.
Yeah, because he was just mocking her for that, you know, CoverGirl was never going to find her way out. It's a
Yep.
maze. And oh, well, here we go.
Good luck, buddy. So Baroness digs her way out, and
That grate looks almost like a Tim Burton like monster.
oh, it does.
Like the
Like
teeth.
old bent rebar and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like something from Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah, and she Baroness is like you know, like hey, Raptor, this Baroness, your boss is all right. There's something outside listening to us, and I'm not digging that at all.
It's probably Air Razor.
Probably. Oh man, that makes it even worse. Anyways, you know, this is the Baroness call, you know, your boss won't be calling you. But if you or your dumb birds even touch a hair in my parents' heads, I'll rip your wings off and beat you to death with them. But, you know, Courtney is hanging out. Like, hey, it's okay. He's plucked. He's ready to be cooked. And I love that the CoverGirl's real name is Courtney. She seems like such a Courtney. with the blonde
Her
hair.
hair is fried there too.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Her so
I guess
Baron's
that might be the wind whipping through it, but yeah,
yeah, it's bad.
she's not gonna be on a cover anytime soon.
Anastasia's parents are safe. They had no idea they were even in danger. And I like this little bit at the end. She says, "The view here is stunning. You should really join me." Like they're gonna hang out together and like check out Paris. And it's just kind of nice. It's one of those
Yeah.
happy endings to the whole sordid tale of this stupidity in Paris.
Right.
But back at
This
Cobra
wackiness.
headquarters, yeah, back at Cobra headquarters.
Yeah, we have the opposite of a buddy movie going on.
Well, you know, it's weird because, you know, Destro's like, do you want to? Are you sure you're going to fight me? Because Cobra Commander's got his hand out, his energon, loaded hand,
I
robotic.
love how they did the MC Escher like reflective globe
That was really
in
nice.
Destro's head with Cobra Commander's like Energon hand.
And that's the thing. It took me a second to realize what it was because the way the reflections are they're kind of warped because of his head.
Yeah, it's the
It took me a
fingers going
second.
around.
It was really nice. They did a great job with that. You know, he make this tells Cobra Commander like, look, you and I have chosen to be allies. You know, we're supposed to work together to build Cobra, but we both want different things and need different things. So, you know, he Destro's kind of telling Cobra Commander this entire time, like, look, we're different, but we have the same goals. So, you need protection because you're an assassin tried to come kill you recently, and you like secrets, and you want to hide who you really are, and that's fine. That's completely cool, man. But I'm not gonna judge one for living behind a mask because look at this dome. But he's like, you need me. So therefore, so before you attempt and fail to kill me, explain yourself. Like, why are you holding that hand up to me? And Cobra Commander has this whole thing, like, I don't need anyone. I can do this myself. He realizes, Cobra Commander realizes that Destro's trying to manipulate him, which he is, but in a big way that they both are, I don't know, they're both trying to outplay each other. And in the end, they kind of realize they're a lot alike.
The DR on that charisma roll was way too high.
Yes.
Cobra Commander was not buying it.
Yeah. And Cobra Commander says something really, poignant, especially when you're looking like at the bats, which I almost kind of wonder if that's what he's trying to do with these fallen soldiers, turn them into bats.
Or some kind of hybrid cyborgs.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
And Cobra Commander says, to Destro, this world is bigger than you can even imagine. There are wars on the horizon of flesh and metal, and I believe metal will win. So he's already kind of throwing in his dice where he thinks he wants to be on the side of this war. And Cobra Commander's like, we need to be one with the metal. And Destro's like, that's cool, man. Whatever. If you want to experiment on your own people, let me know next time. I can assist in finding some volunteers.
Maybe he's making pretenders.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
That would be a great
Or
way to introduce him.
maybe like something like headmasters or something.
I feel like they keep like dancing around the idea of binary bonding like that. So it definitely needs to happen. But
When's
so
Cobra Commander gonna end up with a
he
handroid?
really needs one, doesn't he?
Yeah.
But speaking of back to Buddy, this whole issue is about Buddy, well, not in the comedies, but relationships.
Yeah.
Hound rolls into the pit with Clutch and Risk,
And
and
Duke's waiting for him.
Duke is right there. He's like, what the hell happened to you two? And Clutch looks at Risk, and Risk is like, yeah, he just grabbed some drinks, got a little scuffle with some locals at the bar. No big deal. Team building, boss. You gotta loosen up. And Clutch is like, yeah, loosen up, Duke. And Duke's like, man, I don't like that they're hanging out together. I don't like that at
Yeah.
all. But
Nobody notices the red face on Hound's fender there. You
no.
know that's not regulation.
But then he also, it's like he's the I don't know, the house parent. Everyone's rolling in after their walk of shame. It's like,
Somebody's got to be.
yeah, first I have to deal with the Baroness, she's late. And there's this great, like, she walks up. I told you, you worry too much, Conrad. Courtney and I had a wonderful time. And they're looking like they had a great old time in Paris. Man, Anastasia isn't so bad. Anastasia isn't so bad once you get to know her. And he looks at them like, "Do you have a black eye?" And they kind of played off like they get in a bar fight. So, you
Oh
know.
yeah. Well, yeah, what happens in Paris stays in
Yeah.
Paris, American. Yeah, and they are like bandaged up and
They're really
band-aids and
bad.
everything all over. Like basically Duke standing at the door and everybody's showing up and they're all just beat to crap.
I've been there. I'm sure you have too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and I love it. The cover girl's like, "Sorry about stepping in the back," you know, and is like, "Hardly worth mentioning, but as long as we're sharing, enjoy your broken nose. I'm sure a plastic surgeon will ex be excited to see you." And there's a whole that, like, the banter, you know. I'm just, I don't know, now I'm not sorry for stabbing you.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, there's a lot of team building in here, I guess,
There
in this
really
issue.
is. Now, is that flag here at the end?
No, that's Hawk.
Hawk. That's right. It's Hawk. That's right.
Yeah.
So he notices that the Baroness is back, and he turns to the old holo projector on his desk, which has a
Emperor
Nightforce.
Palpatine. Oh, wait, sorry.
Nightforce, which is Flint, Beachhead, and Lady J.
Yeah.
They like, "I don't need your services after all." But on the other hand,
They had to
you
really be standing together really close to all get into that
know,
one hologram.
I feel like this is a fisheye thing going on, but maybe not. I don't know. You know, they ever need someone to go after the Baroness, you know, let them know.
Yep.
But Hawk gives the order he's gonna need them to go down to Darklonia.
Yeah, he had them ready in case, you know, Baroness went AWOL.
Yep.
So now I got something else for you to do instead of that since she came back.
Yep. Old code name Shooter.
Yes.
So there
Which,
you
that's a special character from the very beginning of G.I. Joe.
It's just funny because I really didn't know her at all, and
Yeah.
you told me about this recently.
Yeah, well, Shooter was originally the 13th G.I. Joe from the original series, and they never used them. They were just on a list, and it was a reference to Jim Shooter.
Yeah, I know. It's great.
Yeah.
It was perfect.
And so yeah. I believe original Shooter was male, so now we have Shooter as a female, which I believe IDW did Shooter as a female also.
It may have, and it works for me. I don't really care
Yeah.
either way.
So it's cool. So yeah, we're gonna find out more about Shooter.
Jim
Next
Shooter.
issue, yes.
The Energon Experience Spotlight. The character spotlight is on Major Sebastian Blood, a
Yeah.
deadly mercenary and assassin. Major Blood is a dangerous adversary, more so when it's personal. But they really left out the part where he's a bad poet.
Yeah.
Which,
I
you
think
know.
we've had enough of his Vogon poetry.
It really is Vogon poetry. Oh, man. They, yeah, Bloodlust First Eye and Duke Number Three the other few pages ago. What's next for this blinded badass? Sorry for everyone in the car with your kids. Just read the page. Will he ever get revenge on the Baroness? I'm sure that probably will be a constant theme. But you know, the whole thing with like this issue, it nicely ties up this kind of, I don't know, the storyline with, you know, these different, you know, almost seeming disparate buddy, you know, to team up things. It
Yeah.
kind of brought it together really nicely at the end.
Yeah, I
And
think so. It was a good wrap up.
It was the only one that seems for, I don't know, adversarial still is Destro and Cobra Commander, but they've always been that way though.
Yeah, that's about as buddy buddy as they're gonna get.
Yeah. With, I like it. The
Yeah.
best way it plays is when, like Destro and Cobra Commander are kind of like trying to out villain each other.
Well, yeah, and where you had Destro reach out to Cobra Commander for some, understanding some, I guess, some mutual ground, he was pushed back.
Yep.
Yeah, so the commander's not ready to let him in, or it will never be ready to let him in.
No, definitely not.
So he's not really the type to confide in anyone.
And well, we'll see how that plays out in the Dreadnought War
Yeah.
as we continue on here. The issue kind of gives us like a few page preview of Transformers number 25, which we've already covered on the pod.
Yes.
But
I
the
still
other,
love that artwork.
oh, the
It's so
artwork's
great.
fantastic. Dan Mora is
Yeah.
it's just so good. I really liked the other artwork of the earlier Skybound, but this is just so clean looking.
Yeah.
Big fan of these covers though. They're fantastic. With the main one, cover A, you're gonna see most often with Sebastian holding a knife at Baroness's face.
Yeah.
The other one. Okay, this is actually one time I will say that Raptor, he looks good on this cover.
Yeah. Oh, on the cover C?
Yes.
Yeah. And see, that's part of the photos on the table.
Yes, it is. There's also a great one though with like cover E with the Baroness, standing
Yeah.
over, like, is that a Viper?
It's I don't one of Blood's guys.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Yeah.
Good covers, but
I forgot what Blood's guys are called.
I can't. I don't know. I don't. Is nothing that really stuck with me, so I guess I
They're
didn't
not
really.
Iron Grenadiers, are they?
No, they're not.
Yeah, I didn't think they were.
I don't know what they're called, but
Yeah, I've
it's the Bloods
forgotten.
Boys. Yeah,
I think
trademark
they
that.
mentioned them, I think, in the Beachhead issue, but
You
I've
probably did,
forgotten. I
man.
have to look it
I'm
up.
gonna trademark Bloods Boys. I'm gonna retire on that. Not really. All right. Well,
It was a good issue, though.
it was a
Just
fun issue. I really I like the Baroness and CoverGirl team up, and I actually Clutch and Risk seem a little more like convenience team up, and Cobra Commander Destro are very adversarial team up, so.
Oh yeah, and well, I mean, the real buddy story there with Clutch is Hound, so.
It is, and that's fine with me because, I kind of wonder if Hound's going to get reunited with the Autobots during this big, conflagration of all the different, stories come together.
Oh, I'm sure that's an arc leading that way, but I'm really curious to see how Duke deals with it.
Oh yeah, and I'm wondering if Hound's just going to stay with Clutch and the Joes.
Yeah, because Duke is like a hair away from circuit breakers.
Oh God, yes. What was that? The Regeneration One. Spike became like
Oh,
Circuit
Circuit Smasher.
Smasher. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. It
Oh,
looked
that was
like.
a trademark issue.
Yeah. Well, we went into that on our circuit breaker issues or episodes.
Yeah.
So check that out for sure. But
When
anyways.
do we get to see Duke in that little revealing circuit suit?
No. No, Conrad, no.
Yo, Joe.
My troops are standing by. All right, thanks y'all for taking us out. Another little episode knocked out. And we're gonna get caught up on this as my camera pans around again, like a pan and scan once again.
You're just made for the big screen, man.
You gotta have me a letterbox. That's how it works. All right, y'all take it easy. Have a great night, and we'll check you later.
Bye.
Yeah.